SR4AAE mobile monitoring.
N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, this is KR4AAE. Good morning, Shane. How are you over there?
Well, hope you are. I've heard you a couple times, but I haven't actually spoken with you in a while. I hope everything's going well. Figure out what HF radio you're looking at yet?
Have. Things are going okay. Still things up in the air, but hopefully those will be resolved here in the next week or so. I'm probably going to get that Yaesu, the FT-991A, the tri-bander. Just, yeah, I think it's a good HF rig, and it's got 2 meter on it as well, which is good.
I think you can go wrong with that one. It's a very nice radio. I don't have one. I know a couple people that do. My son-in-law has one, and I've messed around with it a little bit. Seems like a really nice radio.
Copy that. I was talking to Lloyd yesterday, and he's like, yeah, you can look yourself to death. Right about now, you just got to pick one, so I picked that one.
That is her name. Thank you. She's doing really well. She had her Shriners Hospital appointment yesterday. I was just telling Patrick a few minutes ago. She had hip dysplasia when she was born, but that was the least of her concerns at the time, so they were putting that off. But, you know, once she gets home for a few weeks and or a couple weeks and it seems to be doing well, we'll come back and look at that. And Nadine texted and said they had three different people looked at her, and I don't know if they were actual doctors. I'm sure some of them were, but three different people messed around with her legs and hips and felt around and could not find anything. They said it all felt normal, so they're hoping everything resolved itself. They're going to send her in a week or two for some kind of, I don't know if she said MRI or ultrasound, to look at them, you know, specifically to get another picture of it. But if it sounds like it may have resolved itself, which would be the best case scenario.
I hope that is the scenario. I mean, sometimes things do fix themselves and automatically right themselves. So let's hope that's the way it goes.
Awesome. She's been doing really well. They all came over Saturday, and she was just a happy little baby. She was smiling at everybody. I was holding her. My mother held her. My mother's 84, and she was just smiling back at my mother and just amazed at where she was and where she is now. So we're very grateful.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that just awesome? To have a older kid smiling back at you. Like, you know what, today's pretty bad, but see that kid smile at you, and the day somehow seems to get better.
That's looking at you, and then also knowing what she's been through, and she's only, she was born January, so she's just now almost 2 months old, 21st, I guess. So it is amazing, but thank you for asking, I appreciate that.
Very welcome. I try to keep up with people as much as I can. I mean, I can't keep up with my life, but somehow I can keep up with everybody else's here and there. But, yeah, I'm glad she's doing good. My daughter had her first sleepover last night, another three and a half, almost four-year-old. And let me tell you what, I was surprised those girls stayed awake till 1:30 in the morning with me. Kind of with me.
Like something I don't ever want to go back to again. my kids are all grown. I'm done with that. Good luck. But yeah, that's fun. And a lot of work and a lot of responsibility.
Oh yeah, lots of responsibility. I'm used to just one, and when it gets quiet, I'm used to say, okay, she's probably reading a book. Oh, these two, when it got quiet, I said, okay, what's going on now? So every now and then I had to run upstairs and make sure they're not getting into any mischief.
The whole dynamic changes when there's two of them to get into trouble, even at that age.
Yeah, that's when I wish I lived on 20-some-odd acres and I could just say, go outside, play, and here's your boundaries, go have fun.
I know we all have that, have had or have that dream at some property. Most of us do. Anyway, how are you in, enjoying the hobby? You seem to be pretty regular on here, so you having a good time with it?
Yeah, I'm having a good time with it. It's one of the more expensive hobbies, but it's I think Patrick told me it was a lifelong hobby, so you don't have to do it all at once. You can just do it a little bit here, a little bit there. HF is going to be in the summertime for sure now, and yeah, I'm still enjoying it. Still need to read up on a couple things and keep the skills sharp, but for the most part, enjoying it. It definitely breaks up my days when I've been on meetings all day and I just need a friendly conversation and don't get beat up all the time.
Meeting people and listening, I listen a lot more than I talk, I think. People say I talk a lot. I go through stages. Sometimes I'm on here all the time, and then other times I'll take a little break. I'll be listening. I'm in there, usually. I've always got a radio with me. But I've learned a lot just from listening to other people talking. You know, it could be all kinds of things, not just ham radio, just whatever they're discussing. You can glean something from it. So I've always enjoyed that aspect of the hobby.
Yep. I know that. I do listen a lot. If I'm in the car or on my lunch break, I usually sit in the car, have the radio on, and see what's going on in the airwaves. But yeah, you do learn a lot of things about other things than ham radio. Gosh, my brain's not working. I haven't had coffee yet.
Or is that okay? Another thing about this hobby, too, is there's so many aspects of it. You know, 2 meter is where most people get started in it, but and that can always be there, but there's all kinds of things to do, all kinds of bands and modes and methods, activities you can do, and experiments. Antenna building is fun. I've enjoyed that. I've built two or three antennas, and I've enjoyed that because getting it, you know, putting it all together, getting it to work, and then actually using it is just, that's very satisfying.
Oh, I can relate with that 100%. Getting the idea, the concept, and then throwing it on paper, and then putting it together and seeing it work and fully assembled. Yeah, I definitely enjoy that aspect of it, too. Still need to build another antenna or two just to goof around.
Nice to hear you today. I'm not far from where I'm going. I'm going to go ahead and clear off of here. Traffic's getting heavy. But I hope you have a good day, and hope to talk to you again. Be careful out there, and you better find that coffee soon. We'll talk to you later. KR4AAE from S4ZLK 73.
Nice talk to you, Shane. Have a good day. 73 to you. This is KR4AAE, clear and monitoring.